is a prayer that I have been praying, and I spoke on a subject close to this, but not the same thing, yesterday in the Go Next seminar. And for me, it's just a faith and vision weekend. I've come here because I want the Lord to do something about my faith, and I want Him to do something about my vision. Amen. Luke chapter 17 and verse number 5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. I want you to say that with me this morning. Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. And then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 5. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. I want you to say with me, Lord, I want you to add to my faith. Lord, I want you to increase my faith. In Jesus' name, you may be seated, because I want to live life through the lenses of faith and vision. I think that probably a preacher can speak best to a congregation what God is already saying to that particular preacher. God speaks best through a person what He is already speaking in that person. So in 2019, it's come back to me over and over again that, Lord, I want you to increase my faith. I want you to go ahead and increase my vision. In January, I had the privilege of attending the dedication of a church in Tulsa of a very good friend of mine. His name is Baron Longstreth. He's a church planner, and it was his 10th anniversary of being in that city. And on Sunday morning, I was sitting there. I'm not sure exactly whether it was through the teaching of the word, the man that taught in the adult Sunday school class that day, or when it was when Brother Marvin Walker was speaking as the speaker that Sunday morning. But I do distinctly remember sitting there and saying to the Lord, not because of what was being preached, but it's just the way that I was feeling. And I said, Lord, I want you to go ahead and just increase my faith. I want you to increase my faith. Last Sunday, I was in Bay City, Texas, and I preached a message quite similar to this type of thing. And I really felt like the Lord wanted me to do that, and stayed up most of the night preparing the message. And I said to them last Sunday that if this works for you, I may go ahead and preach something like this somewhere else. And two ladies came up to me after that Faith Promise service, and they said, Brother Poitras, that was good. We give you permission to preach it somewhere else. So I've already received the permission of two ladies in Bay City, Texas, to go ahead and preach something like this to you today because of their permission. But I want the Lord to increase my faith. Amen. I want the Lord to go ahead and add to my faith. I've been serving the Lord for some years now, but it never gets old for me. Yeah. I want to have more faith today than I did yesterday. Yeah. I want to have more faith today than I did when I was on the mission field. I want to have more faith today than I had when I came to God in the first place. I want to have more vision today than I've ever had before. I want to have more vision this morning than I had even yesterday at a fantastic seminar. And I believe that the Lord is going to answer my particular prayer. And if you will pray it with me this morning and this afternoon, I believe that the Lord will increase your faith. I believe that the Lord will increase your vision, that you can see things differently when you leave heaven view today than the way you saw things when you stepped through the door. I believe that. I want the Lord to go ahead and increase my faith. One translation says, show us how to increase our faith. Another translation says, add to us faith. Still another one says, make our faith stronger. Another translation says, make our faith greater. Another translation records these words, give us more faith. Increase our faith. Increase my ability to trust you, God, for the good things that you have in store for me. I want you to add to my faith. I know that you've given to everyone a measure of faith, but I want to see that measure increase. I want to see that measure added to. So, Lord, I want you to go ahead and increase my faith. Now, you may be wondering what type of faith I'm really asking the Lord for. I want to have that type of faith that I can see that the trees in my life will move out of my way. I don't think it's just talking about the physical trees. The tree in your life, the obstacle in your life, the mountain in your life. I want to believe the Lord for faith today that he can move it out of your way. And you can say to your mountain, you can say to your tree, you can say to your obstacle, move out of my way, be cast into the sea, and it will obey you, because with faith, all things are possible. I want that kind of faith. I want the type of faith that will allow for my circumstances to change. I want the Lord to baptize me with that type of faith. I want him to increase my faith so that I can believe that through faith, the doctor's diagnosis can be reversed. The doctor does not have the final say. The medical report does not have the final say. Because the scripture said, whose report will you believe? Whose diagnosis will you believe? I want to believe the report of the Lord. I want that type of faith. I want to have that type of faith that will literally bring people to God. I want the Lord to increase my faith so that I will believe that prodigals will come back to the Father's house. I want to believe it so much that I change the word prodigal to potential. Because someone that has sat on this pew before, someone that has sat in these Sunday school classes before, and they have left this church, they have the potential of coming back. They already know what it's like to feel the presence of the Lord. They already understand what it's like to feel faith in the house. And I want to believe that I can see them coming home. I want to keep the lights on so that they can see their way back home. I was in a church in Louisiana, and I was speaking about prodigals, and a lady came up to me after service that day, and she told me of somebody that was there in that service that had served God, had gone out of the church, and after years had come back into the church. And the prodigal, the potential, Sister Tia, walked up to this lady, and he said, you will never remember who I am, but I used to attend this church. And the dear older saint said, yes, I remember you. This is your name, and I have prayed for you every single day. I have a list of potentials in my prayer journal. And I pray for seven of them over and over and over again. I want to tell you that as you are praying, it could be that the answer to your prayer is already on its way home. The answer to your prayer could already be knocking on the door of your home. I was praying for this young man from New Brunswick, Canada, where I'm from. Prayed for him over and over and over again. And I went home to visit there. Was at the Bible school and stayed with some people who were like family to me. And it was their grandchild. And he had come back to the Lord like 6 months before that. Your prayer could already be answered. I heard about a person who took a cup of water and put it by their bedside every night and would drink a little bit of that water before they would go to sleep. And the person had a testimony because they knew what it was like to serve God. He said, I put that cup there. I drink that water every night before I go to sleep because I know if Jesus comes in the night that I will not be going to heaven. I'll be going to the other place. I want to have faith to believe that God is going to bring such a person back home. I don't think you understand me on this Sunday morning. I mean, I'm talking about I want the type of faith that will allow me to step into a city and that city will be forever changed. I want that type of faith that allows me to step into a nation as an apostolic believer. I want to step into a nation as an apostolic preacher, and that nation is never, ever the same again. I want to have that type of faith that can go ahead and turn the world upside down. Or maybe it would be better English to say, I want to go and take the world and turn it upside right. Because the way that the world looks at things, it's not the way that they should be looking at things. Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith until my needs are met. And Sister Poitras probably knows where I'm going with this. We were married just a few months and we were at her favorite place, Walmart. I think you thought I'd say the church. She's the type of woman that can hear from God even at Walmart. One time I was on deputation and she said, baby, I've got to go to Walmart. I just need a few things. And by that time I had already gained a little bit of wisdom. And I decided I was going to drop her at Walmart, go back to the hotel, pick her up again. She said, I'll just need a few things. And I said, well, how long would you like to be at Walmart? She said, I just need a few things. Well, it's actually more for her. It's like, I just need a few things and come back and get me in 3 hours. I just did what she said that I should do because I'd already learned that going up and down the aisles of the Walmart and so many items, you say, baby, I need that. I need that. I need that. I need that. So being the teacher that I am, one time I stopped her right in the middle of the Walmart and I gave her, it wasn't necessarily a Bible lesson, but I did give her a lesson. I said, sweetheart, I want to go ahead and define for you the difference between needs and wants. When you say, I need that, a need is something that you have to have. And a want is something that you would like to have. And she looked at me and she said, I need that. I want to have that type of faith. Yeah, yeah. I want to have faith for my needs and I want to have faith for my wants. Not everything that I pray are things that I actually need, that I must have. There are a few things that I pray for. I want those things. And the God that I serve, He satisfies my needs and my wants. I want that type of faith. We're friends, I'm telling you. It's just me. I want to have that increased faith. I want to have that type of faith that will believe that my problems will be solved in a church service. In just a few minutes at an altar, my problems can be solved. Now, you all look really good today. So there's probably only a few people here, if any, that have a problem. But just in case I've missed you and your good looks, the handsome guys and the beautiful ladies and dress so fine, there may be somebody that's here that you've either got a problem or you're not exactly sure what a problem is. So allow me to stop, teach for about 2 minutes here, and tell you the difference, or tell you exactly what a problem is. A problem is this. It can be defined as the difference between the way things are in your life and the way you want things to be. That's a problem. I want to have the type of faith that sees that my problems are solved. I'm talking about increasing your faith. I want to have that type of faith that can see mountains and obstacles move out of my way. I'm a little bit nervous about this, Michael Paul, but you know, Tia would do it on a, you know, she would just launch out and do it, but I want to beat her at a few things. I want to have that type of faith, Tia, that I can go ahead and step on the water and not drown. Lord, increase my faith. I want to have that type of faith that I can be like the three Hebrew children that stood in and through the fire. Well, while I'm at it, why don't I just go for some great faith? I want to have the type of faith that I can be like David, that I can conquer a giant in my life. That I can look at the giant and say, you, Mr. Man, you're coming to me with your sword and your spear, but I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. I see you, giant. I see how big you are. I see how tall you are. I hear what you're saying to me. But I'm also lifting up my eyes and I'm looking above who you are. And I see a God that fills the whole universe. I see one whose heaven is His throne and earth is His footstool. I see a God that's bigger than the giants. I see one that's better than the giants. I see a God that is bigger than any mountain that comes my way, because the Lord will increase my faith.
Amen.
I'm not going to believe this one for me, but Seth. This one for Seth. We share the same birthday. He looks a little bit younger than I do, but it's just a few years apart. So I really want to have that type of faith to believe for Seth that he can shut the mouths of the lions like Moses did. I want to see my prayers answered like Elijah. I want to be able to stand there and part the Red Sea and say to that bunch of saints, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And march them on through. I want to have that type of faith to know that my God is going to come down and loosen the wheels of the chariots of Pharaoh and his people. And we're going to march right through, because we know that with Jesus, something is always going to be good on the way to the promised land. Thank you. So I want to preach to you. I want to have that type of faith that I can be like the man of God in the Old Testament that says, "Son, I want you to stand still." And the son stood still. While I'm at it, I want to have that type of faith, Ashton, that maybe I'm in prison with Sister P at the midnight hour, at the darkest hour, and she nudges me and she says, "Baby, it's time for us to sing and pray." And I say, "You sing, I'll pray. You sing, I'll praise." And the prison doors will be open. And every man's bands will be loosed because of faith and vision. I can see differently. You know, I'm going to go through the whole Bible until you get it. So see you in an hour or two. I want to have that type of faith that really believes that I can go ahead and knock on the door of a prayer meeting. And the people inside are praying for me. And they're not even believing what they're praying. But God answers their prayers anyway. So you're standing at the door knocking, and finally a young girl named Rhoda comes to the door and goes back and tells them, "The answer to our prayer." And they're speaking in tongues and they're jumping up and down. My, 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 that first choir song, you almost put me right into Africa right there. I was going to start waving my handkerchief and dancing, and shoe or no shoe, I was just going to go ahead and praise the Lord. Because you had it. I want to go ahead and keep knocking until something happens. I want to keep knocking until the answer's right at my door. I want to keep knocking until every band and bondage is loosed. I want to keep praying and believing in faith until the blinded eyes are opened. I want to see the miracles happen. I want to watch a lame man leap. And because I want to watch a lame man leap, I'm going to be faithful to go to the house of prayer at a prayer time, at the prayer place, with a prayer partner, because prayer changes things. Prayer changes me. I want the Lord to increase my faith. I want to see someone raised from the dead, but I don't want to see it in this service. I'm just being open with you because you're my good friends. I want to see that type of faith. I want to see you have that vision. I want to have that type of faith that I can, you know, pray for a woman that's like 90 years old, and a year later, her and her old husband give birth to a baby. That'd be pretty cool. And by the way, I'd have my social media team there too. If Ashton wasn't around, I would just rely on Tia again, you know, get that picture. Because I want that increased faith. I want increased vision. So I guess the big deal is, how am I going to get that? How am I going to get the increased vision? How am I going to get the increased faith? And I think that the Bible gives us the answer, because number one, it says that we get that because we hear the word and we read the word. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. I get that increased faith not by just hearing the word, Sister Portress. You did good today, sweetie. I was going to say a trip to Walmart for you, but no. My faith hasn't increased that much. But it's not just enough to, you know, hear the word, read the word. You've got to heed the word. You've got to do something about obeying the word. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. Because when you are hearing only, you deceive yourself. So if we fail to heed what we hear and read, our faith will not increase. It will be stagnant and it will decrease. Hear the word, heed the word, test the word. If God told you that he's going to do something for you, put him to the test. It's not just a matter of you going ahead and hearing the word, heeding the word, test the word, act on the word. Oh, I probably shouldn't do that here because the scripture I have here takes me to the book of Malachi. And you know, in the book of Malachi, it talks about paying your tithes. But I'm just going to do it for free for Pastor Linder. He didn't ask me to do it. But if you go ahead and act upon the word, even with that, the scripture says that he will open the windows of heaven. He'll pour you out a blessing that you cannot receive. Now, I don't know about you, but I would like to have that type of blessing. I was trying to figure out today how many promises in the Word of God, and the theologians, like Mr. Google, they can't really come up with a good conclusion. It's somewhere between 3,000, 5,000. One guy says it's like 30,000 promises in God's Word. That's interesting because there's really not that many more verses. So it's like almost every verse is a promise for you. And I believe it. If he promised it in his word, I want to have enough faith to act upon it, to hear it, to heed to it, to obey it, to act upon it, and to exercise my faith. Amen. A man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So I want to exercise upon the faith. And you've really got to do that. My wife likes to bring, and she did, almost everything but the kitchen sink on any trip. We came here with two big suitcases and two little ones. And I was going to ask her, did you leave anything behind? She goes by that nothing left behind type of theology. And because she was just loading it in there, I thought, you know what, I'll go ahead and put my sneakers in there, because the hotel, it's going to have a room that you can go ahead and exercise. So I made that, you know, that step of faith. I put those sneakers in there. I don't know where in the room she put the sneakers, because I haven't asked her for the sneakers yet, because I haven't used the sneakers yet, because I didn't exercise. You want faith? Exercise your faith. Everyone's given a measure of faith. Use it. Build on it. It will grow. You want faith? Don't lean to yourself. Just kind of lean on Jesus. You want your needs answered today? Lean on Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Just take Jesus at his word. The scripture says, Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? So if it's 3,000 promises, if it's 5,000 promises, if it's 8,467 promises, because that's how many I think there really is, just take him at his word. If he said it, he is absolutely able to do it. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56, blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. I want to lean on Jesus today. I want to take him at his word. I want to hear his word. I want to heed, obey his word. I want to act upon his word, because I want him to go ahead and increase my faith. I want to see things differently. I want to leave this place full of faith. For without faith, it is absolutely, I added the word absolutely for my benefit. It is absolutely, that's the Jim Poitras translation. But if you want to go back to King James Version, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Eye hath not seen, your ear has not heard. It's not even entered into your heart, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But God does reveal them unto us by his Spirit. And his Spirit is moving in this place today. Increase my faith. increase my vision. And I kind of want to bring this down to a close. Not because I went a little bit over time yesterday, well, maybe partly that. Not because they showed pictures of food here. And I'm believing by faith for that. But in order to get that, I've got to kind of finish up here. So it really does take faith. It takes faith to believe in the power of preaching, by the way. Yeah. That your word will never return void to you, that takes faith. It takes faith for us to believe that when somebody comes to this altar in just a few minutes, and they are giving themselves to God, and they offer up prayers of repentance, it takes faith to believe that God is willing and able to forgive them of those bad things that they have done in their lives. That takes faith. I don't know if you ever thought about it this way, but it takes faith to believe that when someone comes to God, the old things are passed away and everything becomes brand new. That there is a transformation that takes place. There's a total change that takes place. There's a difference that takes place because of a Pentecostal apostolic altar, and because of faith, because of vision, because of obedience, because of trust. It takes faith to believe that the law of redemptive lift will take effect, that He can pick you up from your horrible pit. He can give you a firm foundation. He can take your eyes off of the world. And He says, lift up your eyes, look under the hills, from whence cometh your help? Because I am a very present help, even in a time of trouble. You've got a trouble, I've got the answer for you. You've got a need, I've got the answer for you, He says to you. And He just lifts you up. And years later, you go ahead and try to tell the story of what God did for you, the difference between then and now. And it's hard for people to fathom what you used to be compared to what you are right now. It takes faith for that. It takes faith and vision to believe that obstacles are removed in this service today. It will take faith and vision to believe and understand that if there's someone that's baptized in Jesus' name, they're going down in that water, and their sins are going to be washed away, that there's going to be a remission of sins. You're saying, you got to be kidding, sir. No, it's true. The scripture says it. You go ahead and give yourself to be baptized, and the pastor's going to dunk you under that water in full immersion. He's not going to let you drown. You got to believe that by faith. And when you come up again, your sins have been washed away. That takes faith. That takes vision. It takes faith for me to believe that if you come up to this altar and you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you've prayed time and time again and you didn't receive it, come back again. It takes faith. It takes vision. It takes faith for us to believe that when we lay hands on you and you begin to speak in a language that you do not comprehend, that you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the initial evidence of speaking with other tongues. It will take faith to believe that when this life is over, that there is a heaven in view. It's not just down here. When the trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ shall rise first, those that are alive and remain, we will be caught up together in the air to meet Him. Amen. That I believe by faith. It takes faith to believe, vision to believe that if you're sick and afflicted in this service today, that you can call for the elders of the church. They don't have any special power. All they have is faith, vision, obedience to God's word. It takes faith to believe. I'm checking it out here. It's probably, yes, like there's 8 of them here. It takes faith for me to believe that when somebody puts this oil on my forehead, that something's going to happen in my life. That takes faith. It's not just like essential oils. It's not just like some oily skin that they're putting on for you. They're doing it in obedience to the word. The elders of the church and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Did you ever notice that it says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. I want that type of faith for us. I just really do. And the time is gone for this preaching. I'm going to press the stop button right there. And let us stand. The musicians have come back or coming back. Pastor's coming right now to direct you in how to pray today. But my prayer for you is simply this. Lord, would you increase their faith? Would you stretch their vision? Would you help them to believe for the impossible in this service today?
Oh, hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord.